Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm your host, Kate Boyle, and today we're going to be chatting about how to master your motivation. Now, motivation is one of those things. A lot of people have some of it, and most of us want a lot more of it. But what are the things that we can do to help increase our motivation so that we have that drive to want to do our workouts, to want to eat healthy, okay, to follow through on all that the goals that we have? And if anything, I think all these lockdowns that we sort of had last year with COVID and, you know, unfortunately some people are still experiencing lockdowns currently, we sort of went into those lockdowns, you know I did certainly, with all this motivation. You know, I'm going to clean out the house. I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to eat super healthy because I've got so much more time now to do all these things. But after a period of time, motivation can start to be lacking. It can start to wane. You know, the everyday life of things being the same can wear down on us. But there are things that we can do to help that. And today we're going to be chatting about different ways that we can improve our motivation. And some of these strategies may work for you, some you may be already doing, but I'm hoping that by listening to this, you will definitely pick up something that's going to help you feel more motivated to carry through to reach your health goals. Now, I first off want to just have a quick talk about extrinsic and intrinsic motivational forces. Now, some of us within the community, we are motivated intrinsically. I am one of those people. Now, if you're intrinsically motivated, what that means is you feel motivated from within yourself. You don't need to have a deadline or a reward or anything like that to get things done. You and yourself, you know, can set yourself a goal and you can reach that goal just from within yourself, knowing that you will follow through. Now, this is not the majority of the population, and I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The majority of the population are extrinsically motivated when it comes to reaching goals or following through. Now, what that means is we need to have deadlines, rewards, or sometimes, you know, not a reward, the opposite of a reward, to get us over that finishing line of getting things done. Now, an example of that would be, you know, you've got an assignment that's due. You know, we can all think back to when we were at high school or uni, okay, or even at work, we've got a deadline. Something is due, and so we are working madly to get this piece of work done by the deadline. So it's actually the deadline that's motivating us to get that piece of work done, not the piece of work itself. If we didn't have that deadline, we probably would take a lot longer to get that done. Now, another thing I sort of like to link back to with sort of understanding this as well is having a booked class time. So if you go to, say, a Pilates class, okay, you have that accountability, you've paid for that lesson. So there's your other motivation that you've put money into it as well. So if you don't rock up to that class, one, your instructor is going to be asking where you are. So there's your accountability. Two, you've paid for that lesson, so you're going to be disappointed in yourself because you actually won't be utilizing the money that you've spent. So you've got these extrinsic factors and motivation that is helping you to get there to complete your workout. So around about 80 to 90% of the population is generally extrinsically motivated. And the other 10 to 20% are intrinsically motivated. Now, what causes us to be one way or the other? this episode is not going to dive into the psychology of that, but I think it's helpful just for you to know this information so that you can have a think about which way are you motivated. Do you tend to have a deadline or something outside of yourself that motivates you to get things done? And whether or not that's somebody holding you accountable, maybe you've paid money to follow through, maybe you have a course or a deadline that you have to meet, or do you feel that if you set yourself a task, you will be able to get it done just because you know within yourself that you're motivated enough to follow through? So with that in mind, we're going to talk about a few strategies that can really help us master motivation. And this is for everybody, okay? Whether or not you know that you're motivated intrinsically or extrinsically, you can use these strategies either way. Now, my first one is consistency. So it's making sure that you're consistently showing up, following through, doing your workouts, okay, and doing whatever it is that you're trying to complete on a very consistent basis. Now, what this does is it helps to reinforce that action, so it becomes a habit or part of our daily life. Now, our brains and our bodies love routines. They love habits, especially if it's a healthy one, okay? Maybe it's something like meditating in the morning so we know that it sets ourselves up for the day, or fitting your workout in the morning. We also get more than just having that routine that our brain likes. We also get the benefits of following through. So maybe that's endorphin release. Maybe that's a happier mood. Maybe that's less stress. Whatever it is, you're going to get more of those benefits if you're more consistent with your workouts, your meditation, whatever habit it is that you're following through. So they often say it takes 28 days to form a habit. And this is again where that consistency comes in. So if you can do your chosen activity every day for 28 days, it is then classified as a habit, which means you're going to be more regular and more motivated to do that activity just because it's been part of your daily life for 28 days. So it kind of just becomes the new normal. And that's why you'll see, you know, there's heaps of books and programs out there that are termed 28 days. Okay, you'll often see a 28-day challenge, so that new activity that you're doing after that 28 days becomes a new regular habit. So definitely having that consistency, it's also going to help with us seeing results. So if we're more consistent, we're going to find that we build more strength, we increase our flexibility, we are eating healthier, so we're going to, therefore, maybe our goal is to lose weight or to reduce, maybe we're having digestive issues, so we want to reduce any reflux. If we're consistent with eating and having that healthy diet, then we're going to see those results much quicker from that activity as well. So again, having that motivation, it's almost like a cycle or a circle in the sense that we're talking, if we're more motivated, we have that consistency, we're going to do our workout. Once that workout is done, we have the hormones that are being released, we feel more happy, which increases our motivation. We then eat healthier because we feel more motivated. We then sleep better because we've moved our body and we've eaten really well. And then we wake up and we're in a better mood to start our day, which means we make better decisions and we're more likely to follow through. So did you stay with me there in that cycle and sort of see that if you can get and just take that first step, we actually build on that motivation as we go along? So that's my second point that we want to talk about, is I want you to take that first step. And that can be one of the hardest things to do. I am there with you. I have had those days where, you know, I just wake up and I think I would rather stay in bed this morning than get up and do my workout. Okay, it's warm, it's cold outside, it's warm in my bed, it feels so cozy. But if we can literally just take that first step, okay, of getting up and out of the bed, then we're going to follow through and we're going to have that cycle that I just talked about, the endorphin release from moving our body. We're then more motivated to eat healthier. We have a better mood. We sleep better and has that really big flow-on effect. Now, if you're at that point where you're like, That sounds amazing, but taking that first step is always the biggest stop, okay, or the biggest stopper for me when I am trying to start something new. Then you can adopt the 3-second rule. So you literally just give yourselves 3 seconds to start, whether or not it's, you know, getting up out of bed, maybe or not it's taking that first step on a walk, it's getting up off the couch, whatever it is, give yourself 3 seconds and you go. You don't think, you just do it. So follow through, do it straight away, and it doesn't matter even if that first step of, you know, reaching whatever goal you have is tiny, maybe it's just getting up off the couch, walking around the house, you might not even get outside. Taking that first step feels really good, and then that helps you again to increase that motivation to keep going. Now, I also love it when we have a goal or we have something that we want to tie our activity to. So in other words, we want a activity and then we want an outcome from that activity. So if we're getting up every day and we're doing a Pilates class every morning, if we have no reason or purpose for doing it, we're probably not going to be very likely to be motivated or follow through to do it. Now, if we know that, you know, after having a baby, maybe we have very weak lower abdominals, maybe we find every time we bend forward, our lower back hurts, then we're probably going to be more motivated to do Pilates and do it more regularly if we know that that's going to eliminate that pain, help us feel stronger, help us feel more confident in our bodies to keep going and do all these things in everyday life without any pain. So we want to tie back whatever activity we're doing to a purpose. And having our purpose, we know, just in our everyday lives can change our overall health. We know that we need to eat healthy and move our bodies and get good sleep. This is all general stuff. But a lot of the longevity studies are now showing that one of the main things we need to increase our longevity and to maintain our overall optimal health is to have a purpose. And I want you to tie and find a purpose for whatever activity is you're looking to find motivation for. Because if we have a purpose of that, then we're really going to follow through and do it. So maybe we want to lose 10 kilos. Maybe we've got pain in our hips, okay, pain in our neck. We're feeling tired all the time. We're feeling, you know, not depressed, but maybe down in the dumps a lot. We're not feeling confident in our body, so we don't want to go out. We're staying at home a lot more. We're choosing poorer choices of food because sugar and fat and that makes us feel comforted and much better. And what we really need is to think about what can we do, what purpose, if we want to lose weight, what do we want to ultimately feel? We want to feel happier. We want to feel stronger. We want to feel calmer, okay? We want to tie those feelings back to the activity we're going to do so that we can follow through and see those results. And it can really have a very powerful effect. But if what you're choosing, if you don't really want it, then you're probably not going to be very likely to follow through. So choosing a purpose, okay, or a goal that is very specific and very close to your heart. And I speak this being having it very close to my heart because when I am teaching my Pilates to people, okay, when I'm teaching my classes, my goal is their goal. So if they come in and they tell me that they want to really tone up and eliminate pain that's been causing them, you know, daily pain and they can't do their everyday activities, then I'm going to put my heart and soul into helping them get there. And you need to feel that about your activity so that you have that motivation to follow through and make that change. So here, hope you enjoyed that. That was my really big pep talk, okay? But having that purpose is really important. Otherwise, you're probably not going to be bothered. All right, let's move on. So the next one is we want to have accountability. So I want you to show up. And what is going to make you show up? Now, we just discussed about the extrinsic, okay? If you're extrinsically motivated, you generally need that outside force that's going to make you show up and follow through. So whether or not you need to pay for a class, pay for a course, pay for a membership so that you know that you follow through and do those workouts and use those classes and those healthy recipes that you get so that you get your value for money. Maybe that will work for you because it does work for the majority of the population. Maybe you need to have somebody that you organize to meet every week so that you again show up and follow through. Maybe it's for a walk. Maybe it's for a class that you're both interested in. Maybe it's to have a chat so that's your way that you can offload some of your stress and just share and have that network of people to support you. So whatever it is, it's getting that accountability. And maybe you need to give yourself a reward. So I know for a lot of my clients that I see, and a very popular one, is when they have done, say, 10 workouts or 20 workouts, their reward is that they have a massage. So having that external motivation or reward can help you to follow through. And once you've reached that reward, and say it is to do 20 workouts and then you get that reward of your massage, you feel proud because one, you've completed those 20 workouts, you receive something amazing, a massage that's going to be beneficial for your body, which is also going to help you to keep going within your workouts without injury. And then you also feel more motivated to do it all again so that you can get to that reward. So thinking about those external factors, what makes you want to show up? Is it the fact that you can receive a reward? Is it a fact that somebody is waiting for you somewhere? Is it the fact that you've put money into something and so you really want to get your money's worth and make sure that you're not wasting your money by following through? So thinking about all these things can definitely help with your motivation. All right, well, I am often, you know, sort of seen as your personal motivator, okay, your personal cheerleader. So I really hope that I've been able to share some motivating wisdom with you to help you keep going to reach your goals. Now, if you do want some help to get moving, to eat healthier, to feel confident and strong within your own body, then definitely sign up for our free 5-day Pilates and Health Reset Challenge. For 5 days, each day, I will be sending you a free 15-minute Pilates workout video, okay? No equipment is required. It's me talking you through, cheering you on to complete your workout. You'll also receive free healthy recipes. We'll have a private Facebook group where I will be doing free trainings and holding you accountable. So if you want some help to, you know, improve your motivation to really reach those goals that you're aiming for, then definitely sign up for our free challenge. It kicks off on Saturday, the 1st of May, which is International Pilates Day. So very truly fitting. And I want you to know it's totally free. I will put the link in our show notes, but you can also head across to my Instagram or my Facebook page at Mind Movement Health to join us. This challenge has been designed to help you build strength, to eliminate pain, and to show you that looking after yourself doesn't have to be hard or restrictive or burn you out. It can be as simple as being consistent with a workout, 15 minutes a day, and then looking at really healthy, delicious alternatives with your diet and lifestyle, and really making health simple. So it's giving you a taste of what our Mind Movement Health membership is all about. And as I said before, I will be there cheering you on every step of the way, helping and motivating you with each move that you do. All right. Thank you so much for listening in this week. If you want any more information about the challenge, please reach out, head across to the show notes, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for listening. You guys make this show, and I love chatting with you each and every week. All right. Catch you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.